Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been talking about overcoming satanic strategy against believers. We're going to conclude on this subject today. We've seen that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus brings forth life and life more abundantly. The enemy considers us sheep for the slaughter, but we're more than conquerors. He's got his wiles, tricks, and strategies, but we're going to put on the whole armor of God so we can stand against the wiles of the devil. We're not going to be ignorant of his devices, otherwise we'll give place to him and allow him to have advantage against us. We're not going to let him take the word out of our heart, because we're going to be a hearer and a doer of the word. We're not going to doubt his word. Whenever he comes against us to confront us, we're going to resist him steadfast in the faith. We also talked about the fact that he's the accuser of the brethren, but we're going to confess our sins and turn away and repent from everything that's not of him, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin, and so he'll have no place in our life. We also see that he tries to work through the senses, getting us to observe the senses, what we might see. If we look at the circumstances and be moved by what we see, we'll give place to the enemy, we'll have a wrong image of the enemy, we'll have a wrong image of ourselves, and we can even believe that the enemy thinks of us as a grasshopper. We also cannot have cares, worries, or anxiety, or deceitfulness of riches, or lust of other things. Those things entering in will choke the word, and it will become unfruitful in our life. We also have to watch that we don't get deceived through doctrines of devils and following things contrary to the word. Be sure you're in the word and know that it's the truth. Also, if we have turned away from the word of God and have been opposing ourselves in some manner, remember that we're going to have to come to the place of repentance and acknowledge the truth so that we turn away from that. And so then, of course, then we can recover ourselves out of the snare of the devil who took us captive at his will. We also talked about we must separate ourselves from the ways of the world. The devil tries to use the ways of the world. Remember Demas, he loved this present world, and he ended up leaving Paul. That shows us that you and I cannot be allowing ourselves to be a friend of the world. A friend of the world makes you an enemy against God. God says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Also, we can't follow the lusts of the flesh. If they enter in, and if they conceive, it produces sin. Instead, we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and not make provision for the flesh. And if we walk in the Spirit, we'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Also, to deal with the enemy's temptations, just like when Satan came against Jesus, he said, it is written, and extinguish the fiery darts of the wicked one. We're going to speak forth the word of God. Now, in the case with Jairus, who was on his way to see his daughter healed, following Jesus, who said he would come and heal him, when the circumstance changed and the daughter had died, and then the temptation came, why trouble the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word spoken, he said, be not afraid, only believe. Anything that tries to get you to give up on the promise of God is fear coming into you. Do not give place to it. Continue to believe and act on the word of God in faith, and you will see the promise come to pass. We see that if we are reasoning in our heart or in our minds, then we're not going to see God's word produce fruit in our life. That's why we got to take our thoughts captive and think on things in line with the word. We can't be doubting. If we doubt, we can't move our mountains. And if we doubt or stagger at the promise of God, we won't see them come to pass in our life. Also, we can't have priorities out of line. In Luke chapter 9, verse 57, a certain man said, Lord, I'll follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. In other words, circumstances should not be able to hinder you from following the Lord. And he said, follow me. But the one said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. He had another priority. And he said, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And then in verse 61, another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell. They had another priority that was important. Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Do not have other priorities outside of serving and obeying the Lord. In Philippians 4:13, he says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You and I can do all things that God has set forth in his word through him. He is the one that empowers you and enables you to do it. So don't let the devil deceive you and think that you can't do the things that God has set forth in the word. We saw in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9, where they were troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, yet not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Even though there may be attacks that the enemy would bring against you, do not give place to him, resist him, look to the Lord, he will deliver you out of every situation. Remember the truth that the disciple is not above the master. Just as the master was persecuted, so shall you and I be persecuted as well. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5, we saw where they were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Things coming at you from the outside, and things trying to come at you from the inside. Deal with the enemy on the outside, and also deal with them on the inside, so you do not give place to Satan's strategy to bring destruction against you. And remember 2 Corinthians 7, 6, he comforts those that are cast down. If you're in the midst of all kinds of attacks coming against you, look to the Lord. He will comfort you in the midst of those circumstances as you continue in faith to see God deliver you from them. In 2 Corinthians 10, 5, we see where we're supposed to cast down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and have a readiness, be ready, to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So we've got to be ready to take every thought captive and to think on the things that God wants, because the devil tries to work at you in the area of your mind and get you to reason things contrary to the Word. Be ready to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 11:3, we saw the serpent beguiling Eve through his subtlety. Don't let your minds be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. Keep your minds upon the Word of God. And then we saw in Acts 17:11, where those at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica. They received the word with all readiness of mind. They searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. That's what we need to do so we're not deceived, so we're going to know the truth, rightly dividing the word of truth, because we spend the time studying the word of God and searching the scriptures daily to see if the things that we hear are so. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, here's where God was at work to exalt Paul as he was preaching the gospel so that the people would receive the word of God. And it says in verse 7, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Who was trying to exalt Paul? God was. To do what? To give forth the abundance of revelations that God had given him so that the people could receive the gospel. What happened? The enemy came with a thorn in the flesh, which was the messenger of Satan. Messenger is angelos. It was an angel of Satan, which is an evil spirit. And this evil spirit was sent to buffet him, which means to strike repeatedly at him, lest I should be exalted above measure. God was trying to exalt him. The devil was trying to stop him continually. That's what happened in his first missionary journey. He was getting struck at repeatedly by the enemy, trying to stop him from being successful. But Paul learned his authority and started taking dominion over the enemy, and on the next missionary journey, he started taking dominion over the works of the enemy, so he was not stopped from preaching the gospel. Now in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, we see our adversary, the devil, who goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. That tells you something. Satan's strategy is the same against everybody. The same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren. They're just wrapped up in different packages tailor-made for your lifestyle and your circumstances. But it's the same pressures that are coming against everyone. Every one of us can overcome, so don't think you're situation is worse than others. You can overcome in the midst of that attack or that affliction. It's the same thing that's coming against others. You're going to have to do the word of God and resist the enemy steadfast, and he will flee from you. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 18, we see where Paul says, for many walk, of whom I've told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they're the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. That tells you something that a person can be an enemy of the cross of Christ. What's the cross of Christ to do? The cross of Christ in your life is the work of putting something to death. And what do we put to death? We put the deeds of the body to death. We crucify the flesh daily. If not, then we'll end up serving the lusts of the flesh. And it talks about their end was destruction because their God was their belly. You can't let your belly or your body dictate and direct you in what you do. And it also talks about how they were minding earthly things. You've got to have your mind upon things above. Remember Colossians 3:1 says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. We can't be minding earthly things. We got to set our mind on the things above. So don't be an enemy of the cross of Christ. Crucify that flesh daily. Don't let your belly be your God, and don't be minding earthly things, but be seeking those things that are above, and have your mind set on the things above, not on the earth. Another strategy of the enemy is to try to get you into idolatry. 1 John chapter 5, verse 21 says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." An idol is anything that's a source other than the Lord. Don't be looking to the world. Don't be looking to people. Don't be looking to money. Don't be looking to things. Don't be looking to possessions. Anything that becomes a source other than the Lord becomes an idol, and you are to keep yourself from idols. In James chapter 1, the Bible says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." The devil tries to get you to waver. "For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive or take hold of anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." The enemy wants to get you double-minded so you'll be wavering. That's why you got to be single-minded on the Word. That's why it's very important that you get the Word in you and you take your thoughts captive and keep your mind stayed on the Lord so you have a spiritual mind, so you will not be unstable, but instead stable in all of your ways, able to take hold of the promises of God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold." What's more precious than of gold? Your faith. "Though it be tried with fire," though your faith be tried with fire, "might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls." Remember, the attacks of the temptation is coming against the soul realm. So the devil's temptations bring a heaviness coming against you, but you are going to continue in faith. You're going to rejoice with joy unspeakable. Your eyes are on the Lord. You're going to continue to believe God's word and act upon it. Even though your faith's being tried, you're going to come through victorious, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation, the healing, or the deliverance of your soul from the attack. In 1 Peter 4:12, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Don't think, "Why did all this happen to me? Where did all this come from?" Oh, that's the devil showing up against you. "But rejoice, insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings." The sufferings are the attacks of the enemy, not him getting through and bringing destruction against you. The devil did not prevail over the Lord. He prevailed over him. But you will have the sufferings of the attacks coming against you, that when his glory shall be revealed, the presence of God manifested, you will be glad also with exceeding joy, because you will overcome that fiery trial brought against you. Satan's strategy also is to try to get you to draw back and not operate your faith to overcome. In Hebrews 10:38-39, it says, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we're not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." We're not going to give place to the enemy. We're going to be steadfast on the word. We're not drawing back. We're going to press through to victory. You know, as you take hold of doing the Word of God and overcoming all of Satan's strategies, you're going to see that you're going to walk in victory. So apply the Word of God, overcome all of his attacks, and you're going to enter into ruling and reigning under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.